Welcome back to the first intermission here at SaskTel Center. Game 5 of a best-of-7 Eastern Conference quarterfinal between the Saskatoon Blades and the Prince Albert Raiders. It's 3-1 in favor of the Blades. The Raiders have their backs up against it, or whatever cliche you want to use. The other side now is a presentation of Adams Lumber, supplying Saskatoon an area with trusted brands and quality service for over 50 years. PA head coach Jeff Truitt joins me. What cliche do you like to use in this situation? I'm sure you'd prefer not to use one at all.
Well, you're exactly right, but we've got to play our best hockey. And, there's nothing to save it for. We've got to come out. We've got to fire on all cylinders, both offensively and defensively. Discipline comes into it. But, we got to obviously do a lot of right things. And, our guys have scraped and clawed and done whatever they can. We've had some chances, haven't finished, but we got to play our best hockey tonight.
Is it fair to say your best hockey was game one and that you've had spurts in every game of your best hockey?
Yeah, it's been a little inconsistent. We got the result in game one, but we knew that they were going to be real good on the push, and they were. The overtime loss, we come back and it doesn't matter. It's a loss, but we were hanging in there, and we'll bounce here and there. But we've seen sporadic. You're right. That's kind of what you get with a younger group.
Can you build off of the pushes that you've had in games 2, 3, and 4 for tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what you have to. You can't sit and dwell on the negative. You've got to push on the positive side and find things that you've done well, and then do it more often.
But I know there's negatives that you want to improve upon too, and probably the biggest one is 5-on-5 play. You've scored 9 goals in the 4 games, 5 of them on the power play. Yeah. That doesn't leave a whole bunch of goals left over for 5-on-5.
Yeah, exactly. We've talked about that, about our 5-on-5 getting goals and finishing, and I think that would have improved if we would have capitalized on a few of our chances. But we've got to be more potent that way.
How good is Ryder Ritchie for your team? I mean, there's still the series going on. There's the game 5 going on. But you got the young man with you for a couple of more years after this, which is good news to have.
Well, absolutely. There's a lot of good young talent in this league. And Ryder is right there with everybody. And, he's driving lines. You're seeing the high compete in him right now. He's seeing plays, but yet he's aggressive on his shooting and making plays as well. It's been a great transformation, to see the development in him.
And you've double shifted him at times during the course of this series. I expect you probably see more of the same tonight.
Yeah, you might. Depending on how the game is and whatnot. I mean, like I say, you can't add enough skill to a line, and when it happens, it's no fault of the other guys. It's just, maybe sometimes you got to tweak it a little bit, and he's usually the guy.
And a repeat performance tonight from Max Hildebrand, like in game one, would probably help as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you expect that just because of the competitor that he is, and he's got to be our pillar. Right? When Saskatoon obviously gets their chances and whatnot, we need those clean saves from him, and he'll battle.
Jeff, thank you very much for the time. Look forward to possibly going back to Prince Albert in Game 6, but all the best tonight.
Absolutely. Thanks, Les.
Good. Jeff Truitt is the head coach of the Prince Albert Raiders. Joining me on the other side, we've got brought to you by Adams Lumber, supplying Saskatoon an area with trusted brands and quality service for over 50 years. Stay tuned. Highlight montage coming your way next, then the game summary, including the pre-con limited shot clock. You're listening to Saskatoon Blades Playoff Hockey on CJWW.